It's the Bad Advice Show.
Bitches in the house. Bitches in the house. And
what are we doing?
Flesh.
This is the podcast where we're starting a new way. Go for
Tasha.
It, Mel.
Tasha.
Oh, this is Thuggish Ruggish Bone.
Also my middle name.
I didn't think anything could be worse than my singing, and then that joke. Wow.
Good evening, good afternoon, good night. I apologize again. Amazon is late with my delivery of my microphone. Yes. Yes.
You did promise you was going to sound better.
You did.
I did. I really did. A lot of things have been happening. But to my right, hailing from a better sounding microphone, Sarone Russell, everybody.
I don't know about better sounding, but I'm here.
Well, people can hear you enunciate, which is always good. And
wait a minute. Hold on before you keep going. I don't like the judgment in your voice when you say enunciate in my name.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You saying it like I can't enunciate.
Wait a minute. What is happening? No one was implying that at all.
Just oh, all right. All right. Maybe I'm all right.
Big menace to society and energy.
Oh. Okay. All right. Continue.
About my enunciation.
So, Rome, that came from no malice whatsoever.
All right. Okay. Just checking.
To my left, hailing from the south. Put your hands together for Mel, everybody.
Yeah, hey, everybody.
I had nothing after that because I just wanted to make sure that everyone knows I'm coming in peace.
And I'll cut you. We know that.
You know that. So we starting off with classic 90s song. Is that what we're doing this week?
It was just on my spirit.
I know y'all not going to want to follow me down this path, but I got to ask, what the fuck is a high-speed train?
I'm going to follow you. You know the high-speed trains. The Amtrak run like, what's Amtrak's normal speed like?
That's not what he's talking about.
What are you talking about?
Apparently, high-speed train is when a cop and another cop and another cop and another cop and a
I know what y'all talking about.
Yeah. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah,
that's what I was referring to. If anybody doesn't know what we're talking about, a suburb of Nashville, Tennessee, has a little bit of a sex scandal, so to speak, within their force.
It's wild that you could get fired for fucking, but not like, you know, murdering niggas. That's wild.
Yeah, yo.
Y'all little union agreement. Whoa.
I don't know what's going on in Nashville. You won't get fired for shooting a nigga, but if you fuck a coworker, we will get rid of you.
Especially if you do it on duty. Your ass is out of here. Them uniforms is not for fun.
Too much polyester.
That's how they got caught. Somebody was like, what is all that scratching?
Them niggas be mad loud.
You slow it down.
Why do your pants squeak? What? You ever wore some polyester pants and you bent in them and they made like a sound that pants just shouldn't make?
Yeah.
Because like pants are supposed to be quiet.
Yeah, I've been to church.
Y'all ever went to church and you had like a squeaky shoe?
Yeah.
And it sounded like it was saying real words that mocked you?
Mm-hmm. Wow, real words, real satanic shit inside the church.
Cheap-ass motherfucker.
Yeah.
Mel, I have so much respect for you. You took that in such a wholesome left turn.
Really?
No, we got to talk about it because we got to talk about high speed trains. Just because I didn't like the where's the professionalism in the news report? Because they played train sounds behind the fucking
Nah, report. You lie.
No, Gordon. Did.
Yes, Mel, they did.
On the news?
Yes. On the news.
Do we need to move to Tennessee? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
No, I'm moving to Tennessee.
Mel, I don't know what happens to the news when it's a sexually based crime or anything sexually based. They lose all their professionalism. Now, I've read multiple reports. The reason I bring it up is because there's no train in this, so to speak.
No, there was no group sex.
No.
Yeah.
No.
She was knocking them off one at a time.
I think she had a couple of threesomes, but
yeah,
those were like with some of the dudes and their wives.
Yeah.
Right. She was living a life.
Yeah.
Now, all cops are bad. We here at the Bad Advice Show, and we're still in fucking shock that you can choke a nigga and taser a nigga to death and not get fired. But did she need to get fired? Because, did a crime happen while she was sucking dick?
She did comment on one co-worker's genitalia, saying it was the biggest BBC she's ever seen.
Oh, she was one of those. Okay,
lock
her up.
She got caught on like sexual harassment or something like that. I didn't get all the. It looks like what did them in, based on the ones that who did get fired,
mm-hmm.
and the two who didn't, was that some of them lied about it and some of them didn't.
So there were two
who didn't lie and told on everybody, and they got suspended, mm-hmm. and then the other ones got fired.
I believe three got suspended. And
I thought it was two. I think it's two.
I think went up last time I checked, but you might be right. But
she had a hit list.
Here's the thing, and maybe this just might be Tennessee rules. Y'all notice all the black folk and police officers got fired, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's Tennessee.
Play stupid. All the people. So, I mean, you black being a cop in the South, I don't know. I mean, look, everybody have to have a job. I get it. The world is what it is. But, like, that's the organization you signing up for. So, yeah, eventually it's going to happen to you.
Man, I hate to see black folk lose a job.
I don't know about that one. I like to see black cops get fired for stupid shit. Especially when they do shit they're not supposed to do.
The one report was they seemed the most upset about the sex on the clock in the cop gymnasium.
Yeah, you can't do that at the gym apparently, because there will be no cruising at the cop gym.
And I feel like if they knew that was going on, they would clean that gym a little differently.
Oh yeah, you know they got it in on that bench. You know they got it in over there on that what's that machine, the freaking machine that they turn the other way so nobody can't see and harass the women when they're doing the leg things. What's that called?
I know what you're talking about, the one where you gotta you gotta pull your legs to your butt.
No, not that one. It's even worse. Okay. It's just, I think it's called a leg abductor, where you open and close your legs.
Yeah. Oh, I'm talking about the Jamaican butterfly machine.
The what?
Jamaican butterfly machine. That's what'll get your legs strong for carnival, so you can do the butterfly.
I hate you.
What?
That's not what that damn machine is for.
Are you sure?
I heard my eye rolling it. We're trying to find a real name for the shit, and here you come.
You sure that machine not for that?
It might be. I mean, to give me a chance to say this, more plates.
God damn it.
Put them on so I can be strong for carnival. More fire.
You got me picturing some dude.
I got set up. I didn't even realize it.
a nigga in jeans and a mess tank top working out in Pumas.
I hate y'all.
He's clapping his legs together. Say more plates. Jerk it. Jerk it.
I'll be so strong when I want my cock upon you. Oh. Yeah, we're sorry about that, Mel.
Sorry.
Don't apologize. I'm the fool. It's okay.
Sorry. You know
I'm the fool here. You don't have to apologize for being who you are.
Yeah. On the avenue. I'm sorry.
He threw the alley open. I had to.
It's like Wade and LeBron.
Yes. Y'all posterized me. This was ugly.
Yeah.
This was ugly.
Mel, you was right there. You were Chris Bosh looking, rolling your eyes. These niggas.
Elbow right in my nose.
Oh, man.
I'm a victim. So, don't pull me in with y'all. I'm a victim.
She was on the opposite team.
No.
She was trying to take the charge and got dunked on.
I got dunked on for real. See, Gordon thinks I'm an accomplice. Mm-hmm. And an extent I am, but this one I did not see coming.
Yeah.
Usually, like, I get it. I've been letting y'all get away with a lot lately. You're right. But I didn't see this one coming.
Mm-hmm.
Not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit. Oh, all right. Moving on. Should we talk about gym etiquette? Okay, we know that let's not fuck in the gym. But are there any other things that are bothering you about the gym that other people do to you? And I don't mean... Well, I'll start with mine. I used to go to the YMCA, and the clientele at the YMCA is a little bit older. And by older, I mean 100, 145 years old. But they're still working out. But the locker room situation, is it? Oh. Yeah.
Jerome, first off, Jerome, here's your first gym etiquette problem. You are to never use a YMCA locker room.
You just gotta be funky.
Yeah.
you just gonna have to take the charge and stink.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. I had no idea it was so wild in there.
Mm-hmm. Dennis Rodman style. Just lead a game.
It's a new ringworm up in there. Mm-mm.
Oh. Yo, I had no idea because when you go in there, I guess as you get older, your level of fuck it or your comfortableness or your comfort level with your body just becomes higher. Because it was people in there just butt-ass naked brushing their teeth. Just
mm-hmm. I mean, they done lived their life. They got nothing to be scared of.
Yeah.
Forgive me.
Old people just be walking around with, like, new funguses. Like, this the new thing I have to deal with. But this is what the fuck happened when you're 95. Like, your body is not meant for that.
I think older men just want people to see their body past 65. Balls and all.
Yo,
and it's like you've lived your life. You've lived your life. Think about it though. You've lived your life being ashamed. You've lived your life being this, being that, and like you made it. And you realize like ain't nobody checking for what you do after what 65, 70. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
Bend over, butt naked at the waist with strangers. It's fine. Whatever.
I think, and you mentioned the most egregious part of it is balls, because apparently balls don't stop growing at your age. And older men, they just will talk to you. They kick their leg up on the bench, and they just say, "Hey, I saw you in the deadlift, and I want to give you a tip on it." And say, "Hey, man, if you don't swing the motherfuckers the other way,
Captain Morgan." They hit you with the Captain Morgan. Yeah. They always want to talk to you. And like I'm realizing the Captain Morgan stance is predominantly white men that like doing the leg up, let me talk to you.
Oh yeah. That it's a microaggression, I think. It's definitely making me uncomfortable. But I feel male too, because they feel like they say, you know what, I did 30 years at the phone company. Fuck you. You're gonna look at my balls if I have to put them out. I raise seven kids.
Fully dry.
When I get fully dry and not a second before.
Because I'm old and I'm susceptible to fungus, so I can't risk holding that kind of moisture in the folds.
Mel, I gotta ask, are there faux pas that women commit in the lady locker room?
I'm gonna keep it real with you, Chief.
Well,
I'm not
like
going to no fucking public gym. The gym in my building, I can literally look out the window and see that motherfucker. So when I shower, I come home.
Okay. You don't do public,
I kind of get in, get out, and I mind my business.
Okay.
You could commit a whole, like, the best place to commit a crime in front of me is in the women's locker room, because I'd be minding my business. Would not know.
Male ain't saying shit. Dope deals, assault.
You could
male
put,
ain't saying.
If you want to hire Morris Chestnut from me, put it in the women's locker room. I'm just minding my business. I'm minding my fucking business. I cannot tell you what's going on.
This nigga in the corner just handsome and shit.
Handsome as fuck. And I don't see shit.
And Mel ain't even speak to me. I thought I came here to give her a bouquet of roses.
Didn't see him. I am minding my business.
All right. First piece of bad advice. Tell us what's going on in women's lockers room at the gym.
I mean, they be like, they be bending over butt naked at the waist. I don't know. I guess sometimes you have some talkers, but it's, you know. I mean, you got to think about it. A lot of us have gone through childbirth, so it's like a different. You done had strangers elbow deep in your coochie, so it's like different for us. It's just
not fair enough.
It's not
fair
a big deal.
Yo, speaking of that, I went to a OBGYN appointment, and you know, usually I didn't know this. I didn't know that most fathers or most husbands or you know boyfriends or whatever, they don't go to the back room. With the lady, you know, to get in the stirrups, and I just, you know, she got up, I got up, and the large wristed and thick neck German doctor was like, well, I guess if you want to watch, that's on you.
Yeah,
and it was just the roughest shit I've ever seen in my life.
I've had the privilege or honor to be back in the office with people I've dated twice. And yeah, they go in on y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
do. If my doctor did something similar to me, he'd have to fight me in that gown.
And they look at you while they in the stirrups. And I'm just like, do we break eye contact or do we hold eye contact?
I think you niggas are violating HIPAA.
I think we are, because I don't think we
think
both be back
violating HIPAA.
She said
I just got up. I was trying to be supportive.
Exactly. That's the only reason I'm back here. I would have sat out there and read these highlight magazines.
Damn it, Gordon, we done violated HIPAA and OSHA, because that ain't workplace safe. We back there with no gown on, no mask.
She told the doctor and nurses she wanted me back there, and I was like, all right. Here I come. And then they always say the same thing. I don't know if you got this when you got walked back this room. Did they tell you not to make no jokes?
Well, see, that's on you because they knew you. They knew your face. I'm pretty sure you in the tri-state area for inappropriate jokes. Your face. You know how they be looking for niggas with bad checks?
Yeah.
They got your picture up, prone to say shit when it shouldn't be said. And just got your photocopy of you.
I got to be honest. Mm-hmm. I would actually commit murder if I knew somebody was describing my pap smear to strangers.
Wait, not the strangers. Oh, you mean the doctor?
No, you're literally talking about it on a podcast.
Oh, no.
No, we're not getting into the particulars.
I'm not giving details. I'm just saying I was back there in the room. I held her hand.
Nigga back to holding hand singing Sarah McLachlan songs. Don't worry about it, baby. You in the arms of the angel. I got you.
Sometimes I listen to y'all and I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
They haven't been smothered in their sleep yet. That is.
Oh, it's been tried. Wow. I'm small.
That nigga can wiggle away.
Okay.
You try to
you
smother
know what? The rest of the show is about to be mad What's uncomfortable up? Because I'm not talking to Sarong. Do you follow this nigga on Instagram?
Wait, I do, but
Cerrone,
I
do you find, this nigga has lost weight after like six trips to the gym.
Oh no.
Wait a minute. Don't hold that against me. I hadn't lost weight. It was a shirt.
No, your face looks smaller. I wasn't looking at your damn shirt. Your face looks smaller.
Are you not talking to me now?
No.
What,
I don't. I don't like niggas in general for that though.
Yeah.
Y'all are like two farts away from a 3 pound weight loss, and I hate it.
I'm realizing this also. Like, men's weight loss is very different because we hold it differently. Like we hold off on 3 weekends from drinking, and next thing you know, we like, hey, I got audition for Bond.
Just cut this whiskey out. Let's cut this whiskey out. I can hang with Idris Elba. Yeah, but back to what Mia said. She did leave an all caps message on my shit.
I was very rude.
Yeah, very rude. Nigga, did you lose weight after 6 days?
I used the hard ER because fuck you, man. What the fuck?
Yeah, yeah. I got a slur.
Rome, a little piece of IG advice. I see you working out. I see what you're doing, man. Stop putting the days, okay?
What?
You pissing people off.
Oh, okay. No more days then.
No more
he
days.
He was like day six. I know you fucking lying. Day six?
Figure out a new way to count. Count up.
This nigga is 6 days and one Black Panther chant into fucking. No, I'm disgusted.
Count you, Sarone, make them do math. Count up to something.
Okay, all right.
I'm disgusted.
Oh,
yo, can we talk? 30-day challenge. And do it every, just say 30 days every time.
Yep.
All right, that makes sense. I gotta be honest with y'all. The Jabari chant has taken over my life. I am so close to involving it in sexual relations. I have no idea why that shit motivates me the way it does.
What? Working out?
No.
The Jabari chant from Black Panther.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of nigga voodoo did you use?
I don't know.
To make that happen? I hate niggas. I hate niggas.
My thigh. Sorry.
No, I've been saying, no, you're absolutely right. Mel, I don't know if you noticed this also. But a lot of people I follow have been getting aroused by a chant that's featured in a Disney movie. And I need y'all to realize that.
What chant?
The Jabari chant?
The Jabari chant.
You know, oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, there are niggas with like 18 abdominal muscles doing the same thing that I did. And yeah.
Sexy flex and shit. And
that is lost on me, and I'm not saying like I respect I everybody, we all like what we like, so I'm not coming down on, but I didn't realize that was a thing because that's not exactly my brand of thing.
If you go on to Fallon, he does it on Fallon, and
who, Winston?
Yes.
He's handsome.
Yeah, man. People know that about him,
and he knows he's handsome too.
Is he British?
No, I don't think so. I think he's
No, he's a Caribbean, ain't he?
He might be.
Oh, but yeah, maybe Caribbean. Maybe Caribbean. Yeah, sorry. I know he went to Yale.
Yes, he did.
There's like a bunch of them that went to Yale. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Right there in New Haven, Connecticut. That's a hood, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll be.
Once you get off of the Yale campus, yeah, you somewhere different, bro.
Yeah,
it's right right on the water, but it's just like it's hood.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know if I knew they had a hood niggas in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got two hoods in Connecticut. They got, well, probably three, because Michael Jai White is from one of them. He's from is that Bridgeport?
Yes.
Oh, it's a hood in Bridgeport?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Well, that's technically three in Connecticut. The Bridgeport and Springfield, where the Basketball Hall of Fame is. If you go by the white standards, Springfield is a no fly zone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Connecticut ain't been so big, but it's very dangerous on 95.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna get mic changed up a little bit.
I don't know why either, but it's dangerous as fuck out there. Remember when that time we did that show in Connecticut? And yes. We had to get the fuck out of there?
That wasn't the show with the Juggalos, huh?
Yeah, No, that was Beckley, West Virginia.
Oh, okay.
Now this one we did at a place called Joker's Wild, and when we got there, we was like, oh, okay. Joker's is slang for niggas.
technically and allegedly, it might have been, not saying it was, but had a biker affiliation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Technically. Allegedly. Allegedly. Allegedly is the word we're looking for.
Yep.
Okay.
I think we checked all the boxes on that one.
A lot of people don't realize how much of the bad advice shows are exercising, trying not to get sued. It seems like a seamless process, but it takes us 4 hours to record because mail stops us like that. No, stop.
I swear to God, I swear every single one of our listeners know to say allegedly, possibly. I can't recall.
Let me tell you what y'all not gonna do. Get me sued for something stupid. Why Mel got sued? She was being a goofy bitch on the internet. No.
No.
And she was letting everybody around her be goofy. Nope.
Not for us.
Lies. That's why we talk about lies and garbage.
Yo, that's why we talk about the random shit that we do. I know some people go to podcasts for celebrity news and shit like that. We ain't got it. We don't know nothing about these people.
I don't know them people.
We don't know nothing about these people. But
here's what I do know. Whatever they can afford per hour for an attorney, I can't afford that much. So I leave it alone.
We're getting out on y'all billboard.
I know everybody's like, how come they never do breaking news? Because it's not confirmed.
We do old news from the 90s where nobody can hurt us.
Where you can cite sources.
Yeah.
They have court documents.
Yeah. Sometimes we just bring up shit on Wikipedia. I'm like, yeah, we could talk about this. This is out of the sphere of legislation. We straight.
I've confirmed the numbers.
Bad advice show. The best old news you can get.
Bad advice show. We might not say much, but we know what the fuck we're talking about.
Yep. Exactly. Hey,
found a way. All right. What you got, Sarone?
I was gonna ask the Bad Advice Show family, how's everybody's resolutions going? Because so far, well, mine has already made Mel mad. I'm doing the gym thing.
Mm-hmm. I don't like it. Makes me feel like I'm being a hater, and I'm not.
how y'all resolutions
getting
doing?
Struck down. Hold up.
Yep, you're coughing as you say that.
How's your resolution doing, Gordon?
I am proud to say my resolution is doing pretty good. My resolution officially became not to make old dumb mistakes in the new year, or to make better mistakes.
Wait, what? That's not a resolution, nigga.
To make better mistakes? Yes. If I'm
You're
gonna
still
fail,
allowing for mistakes.
Everybody makes mistakes.
Exactly. I'm gonna fail.
Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has those days. Hannah Montana ain't teach you nothing.
A resolution is to break an old habit.
Okay.
My old habit was making dumb mistakes. Nope. I'm making smarter, better mistakes.
Okay. All right. Hey, you know what? Now that you explained it, I think I can get behind it.
Shit. I appreciate it. We're still getting you chipped.
Yep. Yeah. Hey, I'm fine with that. No, thank you. You know what? After the first week of the new year, I think I might need it. Oh man.
Was you on the move?
I wasn't on the move, but people was trying to get me. And oh man. They were pulling out all the stops. I was telling Mel the other day, and I'm not gonna yeah, but like somebody was trying to get me caught up in something, and I said no.
Good on you.
Unhand on you. Me, woman.
Good on you. Good on you. What about you, Mel? How has your plan and resolutions been working out now that we're like 2 weeks in?
Well, baby, I ain't make none.
Oh, okay.
Mm-mm. I was like, you know what? No. I mean, but in that, and just being intentional in what I do in general, yeah. I have been making progress on a project. I've been, you know, getting a little weight loss off. I'm being a hater and jealous, so it's not as much as some people, but.
No, you out here slimming up too. Like, I meant to tell you when we was doing the other thing.
Yo, I've been walking. I do like smaller grocery shopping, and I live close to a store, so I walk to the store.
Nice.
Yeah, I just do. I've been doing a lot more walking. I've been doing my elliptical bike. I have the gym that's literally, when I say I can look out my window and look at the gym, which I love because that's when I know ain't nobody in there, bitch. And it's, you know, it's slow going, making some dietary changes, you know, still working on others because I've discovered how to. Okay, so one thing I did, sorry, that, see how you talk through something, you realize, oh no, this is a thing. This doesn't so much count as a resolution, but I have been, at the end of the year, I was thinking about a better way to channel my grief in certain things, just, you know, through working out things and therapy and whatnot. And my daddy used to make pizza, and he was a big bread baker. So that's been like two of my little projects, trying to make pizza crust and baking bread and stuff. And it has been nice. So relaxing and therapeutic because it really is one of those things that takes focus. It takes time. It takes patience. It takes deliberation. And for me, so much of how my grief manifested was being impetuous and jerky and reactive and not always listening. And so having to just like really sit down and pay attention and do things in order, it has been such a relaxing experience. And like, I'm good at it too, child. I can like, my pizza is nice.
Nice.
My pizzas have been nice. And I baked a ciabatta last weekend. I'm about to bake another one because I got to give some to my family. And that was delicious. That was my first time baking bread ever. Like, nice. That wasn't like banana bread. First time nice. Baking bread ever. And it was perfect.
Nice. See, on the Bad Advice Show, people, we run the gambit. We got Gordon at one end of the spectrum, not making stupid mistakes, but continuing to live his mistake-filled life. You got me at the gym, and then you got a well-heeled and well-adjusted male baking goddamn bread. We own this shit. We got a bottom. We got a middle tier. It's like a Patreon.
Oh yeah. We got multiple tiers around here. Oh, I gotta bring this up because I've been meaning to say this. First piece of bad advice: look for a home in New Jersey as a minority. Oh, I hate this shit.
Don't it make you want to send your white friend in your steed?
I'm so upset that that idea has crossed my mind multiple times, but I'm glad I haven't pulled the trigger on it. Better mistakes. Man, they asked me to run my credit, and I was like, all right. And it was like, it's a $30 fee. Why are you charging me to look at my shit?
You charging me $30 to hurt my credit? Are you out your fucking mind?
Why do they charge you to look at your credit? Like, I don't get that. Oh, you want to live here? Well, you got to pay for us to check you out. Get the fuck out of here.
And then they don't take it off the mortgage. They don't take it off. You still get charged the full price for the rest of the services.
Oh, my God. If they run your credit, they should give you your money back if they say, no, you can't live here.
Yeah. That's the least you could do. Instead, they look at you like you the wrong one. Like, hey, bitch, You knew I had a 437 when I came in here. You wanted to run it. Give me my $30 back.
I've never been so mad in my life. I just went, man, like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's run everybody credit. Run everybody credit in this bitch. Everybody.
Everybody sitting in the office. Put your motherfucking social in. That's the only way I'm paying $30 if I know anybody's shit before I leave. Oh, what? You don't want unnecessary inquiries on your fucking arm? Oh, is that the thing?
Wait, Sarone?
Yeah.
Did you walk away from your mic?
Oh, I dropped my mic. My bad.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like you just stepped away from the mic, which is understandable.
No, yeah. I fell off a cliff.
Oh, man.
It took me a minute because I'm a little lifted. And I'm like, wait a second. Did I do something to my mic? Did I do something to my headphones? And then I realized he was echoing in my headphones.
I went to go look at this new place that I, like, potentially could live in. And I wasn't even super serious. I was like, it would be convenient for conducive for what I do for a living. Nice to public transportation to get in and out of the city. So I was like super like happy to check it out. And like they already ran my credit and I went to go to the open house and I was like, oh, this is pretty dope. You know, this real estate agent just walked away from me when two white men walked in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
During the showing.
Yeah. And I'm asking poignant questions.
So, this bay window here, if you excuse me, nigga.
Shit.
Excuse me, Moon Cricket. I gotta go help these. Yo, that is the most blatant fucking racism shit.
Oh, Mel, get this. And this is why I was pissed off today. And I'm happy that we're doing this podcast today because I need to tell someone this. Mel, peep this. So I'm at this open house. And I'm realizing being a single black man looking at a house by yourself is you get the most questions about your relationship status and why you particularly want this home in multiple ways. They ask why I was single in like 5 to 7 different ways. Oh, it's just you? Oh, okay.
So, are you expecting your girlfriend, or do you don't have a girlfriend?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Wow. So the girls you date, you're not dating? Oh,
no, oh. No. Oh, you know this is a school zone. It's a terrific kid on the street. You have any kids? No, lady, I got no goddamn kids. I want this house.
She wanted to grab you by your shoulder, like, what are you gonna be doing in here, you pervert? What are you up to?
Oh, you looking for a room for your little sex dungeon, huh? I know how you nasty motherfuckers operate.
Yo, go in next time you go in there, motherfucker. Yo, go in there with a tape measure and ask about soundproofing.
Oh, well, this is about to be a sex music studio in this bitch.
Oh, man, they're not finna sell you none of that. Well, on the first floor, that's where I'm going to do my album. And on the second, oh, no. Oh, no, you're not. This open house is closed.
The next motherfucker walk in here, we approving.
They're just grabbing random white men off the street. Hey, you want a house?
Hell.
We gotta get this nigga out of here.
Hell. Oh, man. Fucking
so,
jackass.
So, fellows, I have a question.
Yeah, yeah.
So, y'all friend, y'all homeboy, TJ Holmes.
Uh-oh.
Him and his old lady got a lawyer.
Oh, from the Good American.
Good Morning America
chair.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, they still together?
Oh, baby. It's like a rom com over there. What?
Wait, yeah, they can't are they still married alone. To their partners?
I think
legally
his wife filed for divorce.
Okay.
I don't know what her situation is. Mm. But I think it was his wife who filed for divorce. Oh no, they're having a high whole time.
Ooh. Ooh.
Gavin Van Ting.
Some people are able to cheat their way to happiness. And it looked like they might be the next couple to do that.
Hey. Stranger things have happened, huh?
Yeah, man. Like, I hate to, like, some people be like, what the fuck is going on? Listen, like, I've seen some power couples that's out there that be in the hip-hop world. They figured it out.
I mean, maybe. Gabrielle and Dwayne having a high whole time.
Ooh.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Isn't it all alleged?
Yeah, they lawyered up. Though. They said they're gonna sue Good Morning America about them two being let go. To say, would this have happened if both partners were white?
Yeah, because it's not like they were subordinate and, you know.
Yeah, and superior. It's not like superior, it was a producer. You. So not like if it was a producer and an on-air personality, or he was a anchor and she was a production assistant. It's two anchors, anchors touching toes underneath the desk.
And like, we get it. You don't like it. A lot of people don't. You know, I mean, are they a little trifling?
Yeah, but trifling, a lot
of people. It's a lot of. There are a lot of trifling employed people. I hate to tell you.
Yes.
You know, it's like, yeah, they're trifling, but so I don't know how that's gonna work.
I don't know how it's gonna work, but I do picture them coming back home together and she putting on a vinyl of Stand By Your Man and slow dancing with him.
I dislike you so
much.
Nah,
they throw some try a little tenderness in there for some nice little dancing.
Oh, she may be weary. Hey, if y'all don't stop me, I'll sing this whole goddamn song, okay?
You will not.
I will sing the whole
be
thing.
Damn.
We can't afford that.
Oh, I forgot. Yo, we do not own the rights to any song tonight.
The only thing that helps is that he will sing it so unrecognizably.
<That's> it. Your Honor, if you play
ain't all them
gottas
in that damn song, Saron. Chill out.
Yeah. Yo, the only people we won't play with their songs is the Marvin Gaye estate.
Oh no,
we won't be singing. Ooh, we won't be singing not a damn thing from his catalog.
But can I? So,
go for it.
Allegedly,
Marvin Gaye is a legend, right?
Yes.
Marvin Gaye got some songs though that I can't really. They don't turn over for me.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Let's Get It On is a terrible song.
Oh,
it is like a terrible song, and the only good thing about that song is the Shaggy sample. That is an awful song.
This is the first I've heard of it. First I've ever heard anybody say this.
Awful. Well, hate it.
Well, you might be able
the
to get
only
Pharrell
thing, the
it.
Only song that's worse than Let's Get It On is Sexual Healing.
Oh, I don't even believe what I'm hearing.
Awful. I hate those two songs. And I know I'm not the only one. I can't be the only one.
That's our third piece of bad advice. Let us know if you hate Sexual Healing or Let's Get It On. Because
you will be thrown out the black community. We're going to have to find a new community. I'm like, y'all know not.
y'all about to give Pharrell some Twitter fingers.
Now, I'm not saying I hate Marvin Gaye, because Marvin Gaye, when he jams, he jams. But when he misses, and them songs are just creepy to me.
Well, the 70s was creepy anyway, because the 70s, a lot of niggas was like, and I just learned this metaphor was let your love come down. It was basically somebody said, let my dick roll out my polyester pants.
Oh. That is the fourth polyester pants reference.
We've done a lot of I blame the cops.
Are we our own algorithm?
Yes.
I think so.
Oh, man. I don't think there's anything more I enjoyed than drinking while doing this podcast. Huzzah. Oh, man.
Well, I think we've been here and we've
we've touched the line of being sued so many times. Mm-hmm. It's best we wrap this up by saying thank y'all for listening to us. This will be our second show in the new year. We got y'all did a bonus thing for the Patreon.
Yeah, we did that other thing, which is up and available for everyone out there. And yeah, keep listening to that other thing. Make sure you subscribe to our Patreon. Patreon.com/Bad Advice Show. Get episodes early and that other thing. And also, we got upcoming show dates that we talk about all the time. Also, whatever you like or dislike about the show, it is important for you guys to use the hashtag Bad Advice Show. Or if not even use the hashtag, just Bad Advice Show, all is one word, so we can find it and we could play along with you guys, because it's real fun to interact with you guys.
Very fun to interact. A lot of y'all laugh heartily at me flat ironing my crush's hair.
I was not prepared for that. I've been thinking about that shit all week. Because, like, why do you leave? And I feel real judgy for somebody who's made some of the decisions I made, but wow.
Yeah.
But we
like, to me,
y'all.
I feel like that's tantamount to me, like, I don't know, helping a nigga change his oil. To take somebody out, right? It's right. The same thing, right? Yeah, no, that would never. No,
Mel, that's identical. That is actually the perfect way to summarize that.
Yeah,
I just know
no.
that when he did it, there was a lamp with no lampshade on it as he did it.
I needed to see. All right, y'all for listening to us. We will be back again next week, and we'll be back with that other thing during the week. And we love y'all and appreciate y'all listening.
Peace.
We out.